Mississippi Bell 2 is departing a stop Clinton City Front northbound. Mississippi Bell 2 is going to be northbound Clinton City.
500 passengers joined the last gambling excursion up to Lock and Dam 13 and back to Clinton. Captain Reg White, who at one time was the nation's youngest riverboat captain, says the historic importance of the cruise goes far beyond Iowa.
We have heard that this is the very last cruising casino vessel that's licensed in the United States. Now, there are cruise to nowhere boats down in like Florida that go out in international waters, but us being licensed by a state to game, we are the last one that still cruises as a casino boat.
As the boat's twin 600-horsepower engines churned up the Mississippi, visitors dined, gambled, and remembered. Susie Poffenberger is an Illinois customer.
I love cruising. I love, it's so peaceful. You know, I'm nervous when I come on the boat because of everyday life, and you sit back and you just look out the window. It's just wonderful. I'm gonna miss this.
Well, it's kind of bittersweet. I mean, it's from the gaming aspect, it's really necessary because we're really limited as to what we can offer the guests here because of, you know, space restrictions of being on the boat and, you know, having it on multiple decks. It's not very convenient. So moving to the new property is really going to open up a lot of opportunities for the guests and for us to be able to grow and for the community to grow.
Tim Bowman is the ship's general manager.
We're definitely the last cruising casino boat. There's many other excursion and dinner boats. But for us, it's just a new opportunity to go land-based and actually offer more amenities. We're kind of limited here from a space. Parking and access are always an issue. And operating on the river, you're more at the whim of Mother Nature than you would be on a land-based casino. The crew will remain, and the crew that wants to transfers over to the new property in the facilities department. Maintaining a boat to the high standards that we maintain here is no different than maintaining a building.
The cake says last cruise, Mississippi Bell 2 Wild Rose, and has a picture of a Mississippi Bell 2 aboard. This is our third cake for the day.
What are they saying?
They're going to miss the river, they're going to miss the wildlife, they're going to miss the cruising itself, but they're really looking forward to our brand new facility, hopefully opening this summer in 2008.
Fran White is administrative assistant aboard the ship.
Well, I think it's gone very, very well, probably way better than anyone could possibly have imagined, you know, when they started out in 91 and had these limits in place and these structures in place. But, I mean, I don't think it's done any harm by the way it's evolved. You know, I think it's turned out to be good. It's still highly regulated by the state, and so it's all good. It's just, you know, it's just this one element of the river and the cruising and the people who are involved in that aspect of it that, you know, are a little bit emotional today because that part of their life, you know, is changing.
The Mississippi Bell 2, which is owned by Wild Rose Entertainment of West Des Moines, is now for sale. Their new land-based casino is under construction in Clinton and scheduled to open in 2008. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.